This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the through lines of the labor market during the Great Recession was about older workers being laid off and then not being able to find another job. There are, though, some companies that are actually trying to retain their older workers. Ashley Milne-Tite has that story.
When Patricia Reardon started as a nurse 42 years ago, she used to push pills in a little cart from patient to patient. These days, a computer dispenses the dose into tiny drawers
that have the medications in that we get for the patients. So it's pretty much immediate. We don't have to wait for the pharmacy for most things.
Technology isn't the only thing that's made life easier lately. At 62, Reardon is still working a few 12-hour shifts a week as a cardiac nurse. For years, she squeezed through narrow spaces and stepped over chairs to reach patients. Not anymore. The way her hospital near Atlanta is designed, the work is now easier on her body.
The furniture is pretty well put out through the unit so that the rooms are spacious enough that we can get around with the equipment and everything that we need to do for the patients is readily available.
Her employer, WellStar Health System, wants to accommodate its aging workforce. A third of its nurses are over 50. The new hospitals allow nurses to walk a shorter distance between patients, cut down on bending, and do their rounds on softer floors.
My patient's down in this end of the hall, and I'm going now to check and see what meds are due for 6 o'clock before dinner.
Marcy Pitt Katsoufis directs the Sloan Center on Aging and Work at Boston College. She says other industries like retail, banking, and transportation are also courting older employees. They're providing everything from babysitting services for grandkids to training in new skills.
It's just a logical step for companies to want to be sure that all of their employees are coming to work interested in continuing to keep their skills up to date.
It may be logical, but it's still not the norm for companies to woo older workers. And those that are on the case aren't doing it purely out of altruism.
Certainly a sweet spot for most employers is to do something that demonstrates sort of an ethics, if you will, but also has some sound business sense to it.
Steve First is vice president of benefits at pharmaceutical firm Pfizer. The company provides benefits from free health and wellness consultations to paid time off for caregiving for an elderly parent.
So like to be able to provide through our programs a geriatric care assessment, the time savings enormous. So that means less time someone's worried about a parent, more time, you know, here in the office.
First says Pfizer wants to keep its more seasoned employees enthusiastic, healthy, and give them peace of mind so they can concentrate on work. Companies also want to make sure workers' experience gets passed down. Patricia Reardon spends a lot of time with younger nurses.
And I do precept them and teach them, and they come to me with a lot of questions, and they consider me a resource on the unit.
Which isn't surprising. After all, she does have 42 years of nursing behind her. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.